Can I just let you know that 23-749 is here now, New Milford case?
Okay. That's number six.
Yes.
24-057, Darien. Would you state your name for the record?
Detective Leslie Silva.
And spell it?
L-E-S-L-I-E-S-I-L-V-A.
Thank you. And your brief opening statement?
I'm here on behalf of the retired chief of police, Don Anderson. The appellant applied for a pistol permit April 21st, 2023. The retired chief indicated there were 5 previous arrests noted by the appellant in his application. Numerous police reports were on file at Darien Police Department, to which the appellant were a party in some capacity. And a previous arrest in Darien for 2017 for falsely reporting an incident, despite the disposition of the Clinton Superior Court, Chief Anderson stated that the appellant's patently and completely false allegation of being the victim of a serious physical assault crime is indefensible, and he further noted officers do not have to erase their memory as to the incidents that applicants were involved in.
Sir, would you like to make a brief statement?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I honestly don't know what to say to that, but yes, I was arrested, but I was exonerated of that crime. And when it's my turn to speak, I do have a statement prepared.
Thank you.
I mean, essentially all this information that was submitted, there's a letter from the chief kind of outlining why it was denied. That was all sent to the appellate. I don't know if that's something at this time the board wants me to read the letter from the chief.
Before you get started, any of those cases, how were they, what's the disposition of those cases? If any of them were nollied or dismissed?
I don't have that information.
You don't have the dispositions of the arrest you're denying him for?
I was provided with the copy of what was provided to the appellant from my department and asked him here, so.
Yeah, in your letter, or in your, what you said just now, you said that the officer's memory does not, can't be erased.
Right.
And that's true.
Right.
But do you have the officers here to testify to their knowledge of the case?
No, they asked me to come up here, and I don't have any additional information.
And the protective order that you are showing us, according to the application, the protective order scope is a 5-year window. 2017 is outside of that window.
Okay.
So now knowing that you aren't sure what the disposition of the cases are, because you do not have a current rap sheet, and the protective order is outside the scope, how do you feel about this case?
I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
This is your case.
I'm representing the retired chief of police.
I understand that.
I just also understand that you're not representing the retired chief, you're representing the current issuing authority.
Okay.
Because the retired chief can't say yes or no on this case, but the current chief can.
So you don't have any additional information?
I don't have any additional information.
Sir?
Can I comment on the disposition of those charges?
Yes.
That case was dismissed by the courts. The protective order was during my divorce, which, again, it was listed in my application that I was arrested for. Those charges were eventually nollied and dismissed by the state of Connecticut. I appreciate the opportunity to present my case to the board. I'm here to dispute to appeal the denial of my permit by past Chief Anderson. The only permanent blemish on my record is an arrest in 2002, December of 2002, which I pled guilty and paid a fine of misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct, and the fine was $90. Regrettably, like you've heard, that was not my only encounter with the law. In 2017, my now ex-wife filed for divorce, And at that time, there was several police reports that they do discuss were accusations made by her in an attempt to have me arrested and to ruin my life. I moved to Darien in 2007, and from 2007 to 2017, the only time the Darien Police Department heard my name was on a fire scene or at a community event. I've been an active firefighter in the town of Darien since that time. I currently am still active in the fire department, and I am the vice president of that fire department. Throughout my life, I have battled alcoholism and drug addiction, which was a very difficult period of time in my life, and these incidents took place at what is called my bottom. In August of 2017, I sought treatment for that. I've been clean and sober ever since. I attend AA meetings on a regular basis, and I'm an active participant in that community. Since returning to Darien after treatment, I have had no interactions with the Darien Police Department. The only exception is there was a warrant for my arrest for these accusations, which I had to turn myself in, which I went to court, and the charges were eventually dropped.
That was in 2017?
That was in 2017. I believe I got home from treatment roughly October of 2017. When I was in treatment, I was notified of the warrant. I did call the Darien Police Department and tell them where I was. And they said, please see us when you get out. I got out on a Wednesday. That Wednesday, I went to the police station and turned myself in. And then subsequently, when I went to court, those charges were dropped. I believe Past Chief Anderson unfairly judged me for a challenging period in my life. When my application for my permit was submitted, I was not evaluated as the person I am today. I was evaluated as the man I was in 2017. Like I said, I serve as Vice President of the Darien Fire Department. I am an active member in the community. I am involved with the Umbrella Club, which is an organization which raises money and donates to sick and disabled children and their families throughout the state of Connecticut. The man I was in 2017 was a desperate, broken individual. Today, I am proud of the person I have become. I have worked hard to turn my life around, regain respect within the community, and build a positive future. I am also a proud father. My daughter graduated last year summa cum laude from the University of Alabama and is currently at Columbia University pursuing her master's degree in social work. Although I was exonerated of the charges, I feel that Past Chief Anderson's ruling was based on his guilty verdict and not the court's. I have contributed to the town of Darien since returning back, providing consultation on new flooring projects to the Darien Police Department, as well as replacing the carpeting for the town hall in the town of Darien. Ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hope you will consider granting my appeal, not based on a brief period in my life, but on the man I am today. An individual of integrity, honesty, compassion, and strength. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to your response.
Would you like to cross-examine?
You don't have any questions?
I don't.
Comment by the board? Detective Johnson.
Since we don't have your application, did you disclose the disorderly conduct that you paid the 90 some odd dollar fine for?
Yes, I did. I believe so. I do have my application here. Oh. I listed everything on here.
Okay, now I'll take your word for it, since the issuing authority did not provide it. Okay, back to you.
Tell us about what happened in 2017.
Easter morning of 2017, my now ex-wife told me she's not going to my sister's, she wanted a divorce. I felt broken as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a son, and as a brother, and which led me to dive deeper into drugs and alcohol. Fortunately, there was people in my life that helped me get the treatment that I needed. My sister, my attorneys at the time, friends, and my daughter who still lives with me. And I went away and I sought treatment and got the help that I needed. I haven't looked back since. During that time, there's been a lot of difficulties that I've had to face. My girlfriend and I were in a very serious motorcycle accident. We got hit by a car.
Let me stop you for a second. Talk about the charges. What happened there that led to your arrest? What was the warrant for?
Oh, the warrant was for falsifying a police report.
All right, and what did you falsify? I mean, what did you say? And what really happened?
I was in a blackout, and then I said that I got attacked.
Did you blame somebody for that attack?
I didn't know. I didn't blame anybody. I just said that I was attacked, and I don't know who did it.
Where was the blackout? I mean, were you in a bar? Were you at home?
Yeah, I started in a bar. Yes, sir.
Were you driving?
Yes, I did drive that time. Yes, I did. I drove myself from the bar to the fire department.
And then you reported that you were attacked at the fire department?
Yes.
Who'd you report it to? The fire department first?
The police department.
Okay. And how did they find out that it was false?
I can't answer to how they found out. I mean...
Well, you must have given a statement.
I gave a statement.
And they would have to explain in the warrant exactly.
I don't know what the warrant says, but I gave a statement. I was sent to the hospital for evaluation because I was in a dark place.
Okay. Why did you do that? I mean, you were blacked out. You were drunk. Obviously, that would be evident anyway. But you said you were assaulted. Why would you go to that?
I was a broken man. I can't explain to why I did it. Like I said, I felt like a failure as an individual at that time in my life.
When did you finally own up to it? When did you finally say, yeah, it's not true? Or did you ever?
Nobody ever asked me.
Okay.
I turned myself in on the warrant, and when I went to court, they dismissed the charges immediately.
Right, and you used the term exonerated, and you truly weren't exonerated. They dismissed the charges, but
right.
Exonerated means you didn't do it. But here, you did do it. You just didn't have any penalty for it. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Okay.
Tell me about your drug use. What drugs were we talking about?
Cocaine and marijuana.
When was the last time you used cocaine?
August 16, 2017.
And when was the last time you used marijuana?
August 16, 2017.
Tell me about your drinking.
I haven't had a drink since August 16, 2017.
Has drinking been a lifelong issue with you, and then you finally quit then that day because of this?
It was on and off, yes, sir.
Have you had any contacts with the police other than what you did briefly told us about, any negative contacts since you stopped drinking and doing drugs?
No, sir, I have not. The only contact I had was that I had to turn myself in on the warrant, sir.
And there was a mention of a protective order. What was that protective? Who was that protecting?
My now ex-wife.
Now ex-wife? Yeah. Okay. Was there any allegation of physical violence between you and your now ex-wife?
There was none. She said she was. It was issued that she was afraid. I believe if I had it with me, there was never, like I said, prior to her filing for divorce, the Darien police were never at our house for any reason or any threats of violence. She, from what I would understand, it was just a tactic to try and, you know, get everything from me.
Is Darien Fire Department volunteer?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are you an elected? You said you're chief, or?
I am. I'm currently the vice president.
Vice president. Is that an elected position?
Yes, sir, it is.
And is that also an active firefighter, or are you on a board supervising the fire department?
I was active. I went associate for once the motorcycle accident happened. I'm no longer able. I am fit for duty according to a doctor, but because of some limitations that I have, I will not put that on the men and women of the fire department should something happen to me as a result of my limitations.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Other questions from the board? Yes,
sir. Excuse me. The 2002 conviction for disorderly conduct, is
yes,
that correct? What happened there?
I own a business in Stanford, and we were unloading a padding truck, and the truck was blocking the driveway, and I was told to move it, and I said, I can't move it. I don't have my license. The driver's inside the truck. I was told to move it again. I said, I said, the driver's inside the truck. I can't move the truck. And he said, if you don't move it, you'll be arrested. So I said, I can't move the truck. I don't have a CDL. It was a tractor trailer. I said, please talk to the driver of the truck, and I got arrested. And at the time, my wife was pregnant. I didn't want to dispute. My ex-wife was pregnant. I chose to just plead guilty, take the fine, and That was in 2002. My second daughter was born in 2003, so I just went the quickest route.
And that was a $50 fine?
$90 fine.
$90 fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Other questions from the board? Any final statement from you?
I'm not sure if the board has a copy of the peer form that for his transport to the hospital, but I just wasn't, if it's okay for me to just read what the officer at that time had written on the form, was that the appellant had punched himself in the face, consumed alcohol earlier in the evening, indicated the possibility of homelessness in the near future, subject fabricated the details of an assault, subject is depressed and made statements referring to never seeing him again and that he wanted to be in a mental institution. This is dated July 24th, 2017 at 3:30 a.m.
I got to say, why didn't you bring that up when you're presenting your case?
I wasn't sure if this information that I had is copies that the board already had. I wasn't sure if you guys already had this material. I apologize.
Okay, whether we did or not, you still could have brought it up.
Any final statement for you, sir?
I appreciate, again, thank you all for your time. I appreciate your questions. I really hope that you guys take my appeal into consideration.
Time for a vote. Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Also the appellant, but it is, and this is for everyone out there, it's the issuing authority's responsibility to put on a case rather than just rely on a letter from the chief. And maybe you would have had it here or not, but really didn't have a case. He said, the letter said, you know, officers can remember things, and it would have been helpful to have them here to testify. So,
appellant. Detective Johnson.
Appellant.
Also appellant, and I would say convey our concern to your department that you were put in an awkward situation today.
Sure.
Thank you very much.